Welcome back, everybody. It is the 5x5, and I'm your host, David. And this is our late night show. I wasn't going to do anything tonight, but I wasn't really tired. Got annoyed. So I'm like I've told you guys before, when I'm on here, when I'm talking, and it's for fun, it's also a little bit of therapy for me. I can get out some of the things without really saying what I want to say about certain subjects, but I can get out what I want to say and relieve some stress. And it could be just talking about, I guess it's like talking yourself down a little bit. And that's how I use my some of my podcasts. I use them as my personal calming meditation, talking out loud therapy, if that makes sense. Well, today was a Saturday, although for some of you guys it is Tuesday. But if you listen to the show before, you know my work week is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So today's my Saturday. So you guys that are working during the week, ha 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 ha. Not really, because I wish I had weekends off. But I'm going to actually have to start working more now because of some staff issues at my job. I actually recorded a podcast, and I will probably put it up tomorrow, the next day, about actually that situation. But I will say, jealousy is so unflattering. And it's so unnecessary. I know sometimes people can be a little envious of certain things. I do it at times, but I think I use it as a tool for myself. You get that little pang of jealousy. It's not like, oh, you know, that you're all mad and stuff. It's more like, I could do better, you know. I can do better. I can push myself a little harder. And it for me, it's more constructive. And people say, oh, you're full of shit. But no, it is really constructive. And then I start working on myself to do better. So if I'm jealous of a certain trait or a certain stat or anything, you know, somebody got the ice cream flavor that I wanted, and they were out when I got to the ice cream store. I just need to get there earlier. That type of thing. So, without being said, I had that issue at work with a coworker that he couldn't constructively use his jealousy toward me. And I try to explain to this person, I don't want anybody to be jealous of me. Now, he never said he was. Of course, nobody's going to admit they're jealous of someone. He used everything but what the root problem was. And it backfired. He thought that he was being smart, and it backfired on him. And then it just caused a whole bunch of mess. And I said this on the episode that I'll probably, like I said, I'll upload at some point. You can't debunk the truth, you know, especially when it's supported by facts. So I don't understand why a lot of adults, I guess young adults, you know, older people, whatever, you know, I just have a problem with lying. You know, I just can't do it. But for one, I'm not a good liar. You know, I'm very transparent, and I can't lie to save my life. And no, nor do I want to. And but that's been a journey as well. You know, you think little white lies don't hurt, but For me, I kind of internalize that stuff, and I'm like, oh, I wasn't completely truthful, and it bothers me, and I wish more people thought that way, but everybody has their own hill to climb, and I'm not the etiquette on lying police. That's not who I am. But I do a good job at my job, and I take pride. And if I was flipping a burger, and that's what that was the lot that I was cast in this life to do, then I would be the best because I like being the best. I like pushing myself, and my coworker couldn't wrap his head around that. Save the fact, if you guys listened to the episode of The Drive last week, if you haven't, check it out. It's called Sticks and Stones, and I asked a question. Or I kind of pose the scenario, sticks and stones may break my bones, but your words will never hurt me. But sometimes you get tired of people's words, trying to hurt you. Another thing I try to explain to the people in the meeting that we end up having, I said, I don't care what he says. It's he's saying these things to advance himself, to gain. And unfortunately, they're all lies, and so I had to dissect all the lies, and he couldn't contain himself. He thought in a work meeting, he thought he could go against company policy in front of the human resource manager, and continue to spew this ignorance out of his mouth, thinking that he was justified in saying it, but he had not one iota. And thing is, I'm so funny, I tape record the whole thing. I would put it up there, but lo and behold, somebody would hear it, and then I would be on the chopping block. But he thought he was being smart, and he thought that, berating, belittling me and disparaging me, in his very eloquent way would advance him in some way and get people to see his points. And in my head, I'm sitting there, I'm like, this is a 40 something year old man that's behaving like this, all because you are jealous. I thought I knew there was going to be some friction, but I didn't know the extent that it how it would get in a meeting. Normally you want to be seen in the best light so you compose yourself, and I was very composed, but I'm not going to argue with somebody ignorant. I'm not going to do that. That's just not me. And could not listen to reason, and he just couldn't. The reason he couldn't listen to reason was because he couldn't see past those jealous filled that his jealous filled mind, he couldn't get out of his head long enough to say, oh, I'm tripping. I'm doing too much. I'm sorry. And thing is, for me, that's all I would have needed. Hey, I'm sorry I messed up. And because nobody is above forgiving. Nobody's above, the act of forgiveness. And when you get to that point to where you think you are, then you have a lot of problems. Because, and it was not, I guess they say forgiveness is for the other person. It wasn't as much as I needed that to make me to keep me sane and release me from all this craziness going on. I just think it was the right thing to do. In the light of the situation, to where then with that meeting, I'm not going to extend this very much longer, but it exposed a whole lot of another set of scenarios, and then I'm like, you're just digging yourself a hole, to the point to where the human resource manager is like, I need to talk to you. Goodbye, everybody else. And it was pretty much over at that point. But look for that episode in The Drive coming up in a day or two, when I edit it and everything, and like I do. Anyhow, I hope you guys are doing good. I have It was a good work week, considering. Didn't really do much today. I've been catching up on a ton of TV. I watched Tuesday is really my catch-up TV day, and it was good because some of the shows that I normally watch didn't come on. Well, yeah, Supernatural didn't come on, but Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came on, and I'll talk about that on Fanboy Weekly, which I think the name is going to be da-da-da-da, The Blurred HQ. And if you don't know what what blurred is, it's black nerd, and that's why I consider myself. I didn't know this word existed up until about maybe a year ago, 10 months ago, and I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool, blurred, a black nerd, that's me. And HQ, of course, throws it to like a kind of a comic book thing headquarters. So, look for that name change soon as well. Oh, and also we'll be talking to Joe Field, the creator of Free Comic Book Day, which is the first Saturday in every May, each May. And this year it happens to be on May 3rd, and that's when all the comic book companies and distributors give away free books. And if you have a comic book store that's a participant in that program, take your kids, take yourself. There's a lot of good stories out there. You'll get some independent stuff that's not really mainstream like Marvel or DC. It's a genre that once you read, it's like, oh, it's an easy read. And I'm working on some things now to bring comic books, educational comic books into the classroom here in the city. I'm working on that, and I'll let you guys know how that works out. What else is there? Oh, so TV. So I watched, of course, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. said that. Oh, and the new show Resurrection, kind of spooky, kind of creepy, kind of interesting. It's made. There's another show, and I think it's Swedish or something, that's called The Returned, and it's similar to that. And I guess they're doing their version of it, like like they did Being Human and different shows that were like British shows, and they brought them to the States. But this show is about somebody who has been dead for a certain period of time. All of a sudden shows up. There was a few flaws in the beginning, like the little boy had been dead for 32 years when the guy gave him the sheriff or the whoever the guy was gave him his smartphone and told him to play Donkey Kong. He knew exactly, well, almost knew exactly what to do, was just playing it like it was. I think that person would be shocked, like, what the hell is this? For one, I'm a kid, and then 32 years ago, these things wasn't even on the cusp of being invented. So I thought that was kind of a flaw, but it was really fast, and but I noticed it. I also caught up on Teen Wolf, which is that show is just amazing. It's getting off the chain. What else did I watch? I watched a lot of stuff, The Middle, and I watched just in my head. Wait, I don't have my list here. What I watched today. Oh, and The Following, and that's getting crazy too. I think they've lost some of their steam because the direction they're going. And I like the guy that's on there from what's that show called? They had one of the Arquettes in it, and she was a medium. The husband, he's on this show. On The Following, I also watched Starcross, which is getting better. I'm liking it. I didn't know about the first time I seen. I was not too sure about that. And then I watched a show, and I got this off of Apple TV. Apple TV. A lot of times iTunes will get the first episode of a series. They'll get the first one. Although I think ABC has kind of nixed that because they want you to use their apps and stuff to watch their show. So you don't get the pilot episode for free, on iTunes. You get it, you use their app. Anyhow, regardless of that, There's a show that like I got on Apple TV after they had an update today, which is supposed to be really good. I did, it just updated mine. I don't know exactly. You're supposed to be able to delete channels that you don't use, which I'm gonna get rid of a whole bunch of stuff. And but that's neither here nor there. But it was called, and I've seen it advertised, I just haven't watched it. But since it was free and you get that first episode, it's called My Five Wives, almost like Sister Wives. And I just kind of think about these guys who have these, polyamorous marriages. He lives in Utah, whatever. And these guys are jerks. He has like 25 kids, 24 kids, and five wives, and the sister wife guy, they ran them out of the state. But these people, I don't get it. These girls, and I guess the reason why these girls are okay with it because they were products of polyamory, and so I guess it's normal to them. But these guys are kind of jerks, and I think it's pure sexual. I think that's what it is. I don't think, you want to have a big family and you have all these kids and it has to be confusing. But I guess if that's your norm, you don't think it's anything different, especially if a kid, if you bring them up a certain way in a certain environment, they think that's okay. That's their norm, and if they're born into it, they're going to be okay with it. But and then the girls tonight, what episode I seen, they take turns each night with the husband, the one husband and five wives, and they had a problem with the one wife who shared a birthday with the husband, and she was going to get his birthday and her birthday and an extra day to spend with them, and they was all upset about it. How does that work? Could you guys actually be? Now I know there's some triad relationships, but it didn't work for me. I don't share, especially I think a triad in one thing. There, you guys are all on equal footing. I think they all sleep in the same bed, sleep in the same bedroom, and you guys that's your deal. But when you have you have one family with five subfamilies, each with a different mother, and the other women are considered aunts, and then this guy, he's sleeping with this. That's just crazy to me. I'm not judging them. It's just crazy to me. If I was one of them kids, I'm like, as soon as I turn 18, I'm getting about this bullshit because that's what it is. But dad's the man because he's rocking all of them. I just think it's weird. It's a little odd. And I wonder, how much are you guys getting paid? Because this is very exploitive to me. But, nobody asked me because I'm not writing the check. So I guess it really doesn't matter. Okay, tonight we're going to talk about a post that I seen on Facebook that was called Dear Fatty, and it wasn't something one of my friends, I just happened, it was shared, and I think I seen it on a website, that I'm like, I don't know if I'm okay with it. So body image, and then we'll talk about a few more things, and of course, we'll always play some music. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Thank you. shit, I stun on you. Tryna give me up some stunning shit, I stun on you.
Switch it, switch it. I always play that song by Tinashe called Stunt. When I talk about, you know, people who, because she says in the song, F your opinion. You know, I don't care what people think about me. I do care when they bring stuff to me that's either a lie or they're trying to gain by disparaging me or anyone else for that matter. Just like this article, I read today. It's from the website is called closeronline.co.uk. So I don't know if it actually happened here in the States, but anyhow, it says the Facebooker user pins a message to, this is quotation marks, the fatty running on the Westview track, but you might be surprised to read what they have to say. The message begins in a typically condescending manner and accuses the overweight runner foot slogging in the wrong direction, calls them out for wanting to stop twice a lap, and points out the sweat that drenches their body. But then of all of a sudden the tone changes and we find ourselves confronted with a seriously inspirational message for all the would-be runners out there. I don't know if I agree, because I understand if that I don't know. I'm going to read this to you guys and you tell me what you guys think. Let's see. I don't know if this is, I read, and it took out the, and a lot of people liked it, and I don't know. You guys tell me what you think. So it starts out, to the fatty running on the Westview track this afternoon. You, whose feet barely lift off the ground as you trudge around the track. You, who keeps to the outside lane, foot slogging in the wrong direction. You, who stops for water breaks every lap and who would probably stop twice a lap if there were bleachers on both sides. You, who gaze drops to your feet every time we pass. You, who sweat drenches your body after you leave, completing only a single 20-minute mile. There's something you should know. You effing rock. And they use the expletive, of course. Every shallow step you take, you carry the weight of more than two of me, dingling to your bones, begging to be shaken off. Each lap you run, you're paying off the debt of another midnight snack, another dessert, another beer. It's 20 degrees outside, but you haven't let that stop your regime. This isn't your first day. I guess he meant regimen. This isn't your first day out here, and it certainly won't be your last. You've started a journey that lasts a lifetime, and you started at least 12 days before your New Year's resolution kicks in. You run without music, and I can only imagine the mantras running through your mind as you leave your ever-shrinking mass around the next lap. Let's go. Feet, shut up. Legs, F all. Fat. If you only look up from your next feet the next time we pass, If you only look up from your feet the next time we pass, you'd see my gaze has no condescension in it. I have nothing but respect for you. You've got this. Okay. I understand what the person was trying to do. I guess that whole you got to break them down to build them up thing, or I'm going to use some really colorful language to get your attention. And but my thing is, you should have put that at the very, very beginning. You raw, but all that whole fatty and you're fast dingling from your bone. You make two of me. I don't think that's hot to me. And I'm not being overly sensitive because I'm a man of a particular size. When I used to go to the gym, and I should be going back now, but I'm not. I went to a gym that didn't have a lot of members because I didn't want the glare and gazes, and they're like, "Oh, look at that fat ass trying to lose some weight over on the treadmill, tearing it up." I think it, but that was all me, you know. And so the gym that I went to, I went right after I left work. And there was nobody but me, my MP3 player at the time, and the TV that they had in there. And they had several, but it wasn't a big gym. It was a city gym, not the YMCA, which can get totally not on like exercise around kids, because kids will let you have it. They don't care, you know. Kids kind of have that filter. I've walked through the store before, and I've heard a little girl say, "Mommy, he's fat," you know. But instead of mommy knocking her to the ground, tell her that's not polite and you need to apologize, you know, she scoots around the corner so the big fat black man won't go off on him. Not that I would. I have a little bit more self-control than that. But if that was my child. You know, if that was me and my mother and I walking in the store, and I was of that age, and I walked past and said somebody was fat, I'd be missing some teeth. You know, and then I'd have to pick all my teeth up and then tell the person with the bloody mouth, "I'm sorry for saying that." That's what my mom, and I would have never said it again. That's how my mom wrote, but. That's neither here nor there, but you know, so you have those body image things to where when I got a that when I got to a size that I was proud of, because I lost a ton, like I lost like 137 pounds in the span of 8 months. At that time, I'm one of the people, if I really work out hard and I want to work out, I lose weight really, you know, relatively fast. But I had to be in the right mindset and with no, you know, distractions. So I was, then I was, you know, I was feeling myself, you know, and I liked how my body looked, and I had some muscle and I had endurance. I wasn't breathing all hard all the time. And it was okay. It was good. And that's what I liked about it. You know, if Facebook was around at that time, this is back in what, 2004 and five, if Facebook was around, somebody, I would be hurt by the words, even though those, you know, at the end, you know, it gradually builds to a, "You're cool, you, I'm supporting you." But if I don't know you, I don't need that kind of support from you. You know, just tell me, you know, don't be, hey, to the person who is working out today, don't get discouraged. Keep your head up. You got this. What's wrong with that? And then going through all this stuff to make to and words and some, as he put it, some condescending language in there just to give somebody a pep talk. You know, she's not on your team, or he, you know, they're not, you know, they're not one of your friends. You know, you're just making this judgment about you're running off cookies and cakes and snacks and things and beer. You know, that person could have, you know, a thyroid problem. You know, you don't know. So I didn't like it. And some of the responses that from the article said, one of them said, "This shouldn't be cool to anyone. I think it's really sad that this guy is considered to be exceptional, exceptional. Like it would really would be normal and presumable to laugh at big people trying to get healthy. It should be obvious no one laughs." Another person says, "Honestly, I'm not even overweight, and this offended me. I'm 125 pounds, but that does not mean I'm physically fit. Heck to the no, I'm so out of shape, it's unbelievable. I'm sure there are people bigger than me that can run longer, lift more, and endure more, but I'm skinny. Does that mean I'm fit? Of course not." The fact that this is assumed just bothers me. I recently joined the gym because I wanted to be able to run up the stairs without being out of breath. I want to start treating my body better and I want to start eating right. You could say that I'm lucky because I'm skinny no matter how much I eat, but that doesn't mean I'm fit, and I mean that I like my body the way it is. I don't see the point of this inspirational post. Why even make a comment? Obviously, if they're overweight and running, exercising, or whatever, they're trying to change their life. They don't deserve this extra judgment. And it was like one of those, what's up with them two-sided comments? You know, you gonna throw some shade at me, but you might give me a little comment and some, and then you have to figure out, okay, is that the comment? I mean, is that the compliment? You know, when somebody says something, they're like, "Ooh, girl, your hair sure looks good. Where'd you get that fake hair at?" Like, okay, so was that the compliment? Are you throwing shade because you know I gotta weave it? You know, that type of thing. You know, or, "Ooh, boy, them shoes are tight. Them shoes are tight. I know they came. I know they made them shoes like that with them big old feet. Is that a compliment?" You know, so to me, that's how I took it. I might be overly sensitive to the situation, but another person, I'm going to give another response. They said, for all you people that are upset over this, grow up. If there had been a picture of a fat dude attached to this meme, as originally was, it's been around for years, would anyone be enraged or upset about how it was written? People should accept me just as I am, is a crock full of BS. No such reprieve is given to men. It is expected that you will either look good or compensate for your lack of looks with an excess of money, charisma, or humor. That's why I'm funny. And even then, such men can't count on the entire internet butthurt brigade to back them up if someone calls them out on their weight. I don't know what he was trying to say. So, you know, there's all kind of mixed responses. So, what do you guys think? You think that was appropriate? In some ways, I'm like saying yes, but in other ways, I'm like, you could have chose different words to use to describe this person. And I think you think you were being cute to maybe get your friend to, or maybe mean to heavier people to get them to read it. And maybe that was the point. Maybe that was the point to use some of that subjective language to say to, and so people are like, "Ooh, what they talking about?" And then you end up reading it, and then it's a and ends up being a positive message. Oh no, though, it couldn't be me. You couldn't say that to me, because that's a mess to me, and that's my opinion. Well, I want to thank you guys for listening. Just a couple more things to go over. I'm not going to keep you guys long tonight. I wasn't going to be long tonight. I just wanted to talk a little bit because I felt like talking. I need to be doing some laundry, and I really need to be doing some cleaning. And I will have to tell you guys, I have a slight eBay addiction. I went through this a few years ago, and now it's not that it's getting out of control yet. But it is starting to get, I can see it on the horizon because in the last 2 or 3 days, I've bought five different things. They weren't very expensive things, but the fact that I'm sitting on there and then I would stop like where I was, if I get it, you know, the little message that I've been outbid by somebody on on my phone, I go in there and then I go ahead and, you know, I do a maximum bid so I can win. I've lost a couple, but and it was something I really wanted. So I'm like, that's not right. You know, I'm at work. I shouldn't be doing this anyhow. But so I have things to do, and hopefully, I'm supposed to hang out with my niece tomorrow and a friend tomorrow. And I have to get up early to run some errands. And Wednesdays are bad. Wednesdays can be bad for like for my days off because I have things and obligations that need to be taken care of, and there's some other things that I want to do for myself. Because if you know, Wednesday is New Comic Book Day, and I know there's a couple coming out that I not that I no that I want, not that I have to have, because comic books are definitely. I was reading an article about the comic book market because. Hopefully, in the next 18 months, yours truly will be opening a comic book store. On top of everything else I have going on, like I need to add another burden, but it's a passion of mine, and I just had that revelation a few weeks ago. So I've been doing my research on that, and I've talked about it on my fanboy show. And so hopefully that dream will be able to come to fruition, as well as the nursing and some other goals I have set for myself to round out my 40s. And or within the next 5 years, all that, well, next 3 years, before I'm 45, I'm 42. Hopefully all those things will be part of my resume, and that my life resume, not just my work resume, my life resume. But let's take another break, and we'll be back, and we'll chat a little bit more. Thank you guys for listening. It is David from the 5x5 Late Night Show.
Get that honey, that's all we do. Charlie, no be easy. Sometimes you gotta go somewhere to cool your head, breathe in the air, sun so clear, no worries to bother you. There, sit even on a beach, baby, on an island. Yeah, go to a lake house, baby, break out.
Me, I don't know where to go.
Let's go.
As long as
And we're back. And no, y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready for the 5x5 late night show. Well, maybe you are. Welcome back. Thank you guys for joining me tonight as I kind of ramble and rumble and talk and be silly like I normally do because it's my show and I can do what I want to do. But I do appreciate the 700 people that have clicked the follow button on my show. Kind of crazy. And you 700 people, go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out, and give us a like over there, where I talk about different stuff over there. Not only, and then you get all the show information like the Fanboy Weekly Show, soon to be the Blurred HQ, and the Drive Show, and then special announcements and stuff like that. Check that out. And also check out my buddy Dwayne Hadley from the Dwayne Hadley Radio Network. He has the Daily Dosage with Dwayne Hadley during the week, and the Dwayne Hadley Sports Talk. And we're going to get together and talk about WWE, which is completely boring me at this point because they have drug out so many of the storylines, and it's just getting, I'm like, this is worse than a soap opera, literally. But you can always send me a tweet at the 5x5 or check out our blog, the5x5.blogspot.com. And in both addresses, the fives are numerical. And I appreciate you guys listening to me whenever, wherever, however you guys are listening to the show. I appreciate it. Have you guys heard? I should have downloaded it, but I didn't. Have you guys heard about this cat that trapped an Oregon family in the bedroom? That's what's one thing. There is no animal. I don't like animals in my house. Now, if I had a little bitty dog or something, maybe, but I don't like animals in my house. Animals stink. I don't care how much they go out. They lick their butts and all that stuff. Cats shed and all that. They poop in the house. No. If you're not paying the bills in my house, you can't poop in my house unless we share the same last name. I'm sorry. And I, not that I don't like animals, I do. I have a chocolate Labrador, which is a gorgeous dog. He's not the smartest dog I've ever owned, but he's a gorgeous dog and he likes me. I don't think he loves me, but he likes me. And we had a good, because it's been, the weather is finally turning, you guys. But thing is, it's supposed to snow here tomorrow. Tomorrow night it's supposed to snow. And then we had a 70 degree today. All weekend was like 60s and 70s. And it's going to snow tomorrow. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, right? But it was a nice, gorgeous day today. Gorgeous. And so I spent some time with my chocolate lab. And but then he started not wanting to listen. So when you don't listen to me when I'm feeding you, then you get, I have a dog pen. And then I keep him back there because I don't like him. Because I don't like walking in dog shit, you know. Because if a dog has a complete rule of your yard, you will eventually step in some shit if you don't see it. I'm sorry. It's just going to happen. And I don't like that either. So he stays in a dog pen, which is big. You know, it's like on the backside of my garage. It's really, really huge. So, but I think he gets bored. I need to walk him more. But he ran around the yard and chased some birds and sniffed and peed on everything. And but you're not coming in my house. You know, we've never, even in my family, we never had a animal in our family home. Now my sister, she has a pug that stays in the house, but he's quarantined to the kitchen because he sheds. And I call him my, and thing is, he knows that I call him my nephew. And it's funny, when I go to my sister's house, he knows he's not supposed to be in the living room, but when I go to my sister's house, he makes sure he sees Uncle David before Uncle David leaves. And I tell my niece and my nephew, I'm like, he gets to me before y'all do. You know, it's so funny because he'll watch to see where my sister is, because she's obviously the alpha dog in the house. He'll watch to see where she is, and he'll just kind of put his head down and he'll trot right to me, get up under my legs, roll over, make me play with him, and he'll love on me a little bit, and then he'll trot back in the kitchen, like, I got to see my Uncle David. And his name is Andre. And I call him Bubs, like my little buddy, but and my bubby. I call him Bubs. I don't know why I call him Bubs. I'm the only person to call him Bubs. And he knows Uncle David. Like, when I wasn't living here, they've had him for a long time. When I wasn't living here, back in the city, like on Christmas and the holidays, they would put the webcam up, and I'd have my webcam going so I could see what they were doing for Christmas, because I was so homesick at the time. Even though I loved Atlanta, I felt that I needed to be with my family. It's strange, I know, weird. And I'm a family guy. No jokes. I don't want to hear no Peter Griffin jokes. Don't try it. And so they would say, "Uncle David's on the TV." And so you'd see him, and he could hear my voice, but he really didn't understand. Like, I hear him, but I don't see him. Where is he at? And they'd put him up to the camera in front of the computer. And I'd go, "Hey, Bubs, hey, Bubs." And he'd go nuts. But he didn't understand that I wasn't there. He'd go run around the house to find out where I was, but he couldn't find me anyhow. But there's this cat in Oregon family. They said an angry cat, angry fat cat, first allegedly scratched a baby and then allegedly pinned an Oregon family in their bedroom. The Oregon report that Lee Palmer says he kicked the 22-pound, for, well, what are y'all feeding the 22-pound cat? Seriously, to get away from his 7-month-old son. And then remember years ago, they would say, you're not supposed to have cats around babies, because a lot of cats will get on top of a baby, not to kill it. They don't know. Unless you watch Cat's Eye with Drew Barrymore, then that was a whole totally different story. But he was the cat was trying to save her, supposedly. But then wasn't at the end, the cat was trying to take a breath or something. I actually remember that. Anyhow, that was a good. I need to get that. That was a good movie. But the cats will sit on top of the baby's chest to get warm, and then sometime inadvertently smother the child. That's where that, I guess, old wives' tale come from. So you don't ba baby steal a cat stealing a baby's breath, that type of thing. Anyhow, but if I had tweet that pet cat needs to go to the shelter. I'm sorry, all you cat lovers, animal lovers, I'm sorry. If you're 22 pounds and I have a 7-month-old child, I had to make a decision. That cat has to go. Anyhow, and so he kicked the cat, the father, and he said the cat became so angry the family had to call the police. When you have to call the police on a cat, that's your own damn fault, because he shouldn't have been in the house anyhow with his big ass. The police. This is the police. There's a. If you go to npr.org blogs and or just type in cat traps family, it'll pop up. There is actually an actual audio recording, and part of it says caller. He's charging at us. He's at our door, bedroom door. Dispatch, one moment, okay? It has cat. The cat sounds like meow. They have that down there. And so, officer arrives and cautiously opened the door to the residence, where they saw the black and white Himalayan dart into the kitchen, attempting to flee custody. Officers were able to outwit the high-strung Himalayan, who climbed onto the top of the refrigerator, and they got a snare around it and safely got the cat behind bars. Officers then told the family that it was safe to come out of the bedroom. The cat remained behind bars in custody of the family from the family, and the officers cleared the scene and continued to fight crime elsewhere in the city. That's a mess. The baby was okay. He just suffered a small scratch. If but you know what? I read another article. They said he's been part of our family for a long time. He says, so we're sending him to therapy. No, he needs to be euthanized. That cat's got you. No, there's never going to be an animal to run me out of my house. I mean, and plus a cat. They had to pull up. What's that? An Eartha Kitt? What a perfect idea. That type of thing. I did that really well, didn't I? Yeah, not a Catwoman fan really, even though I like the Holly Berry Catwoman. Everybody else hated it, but I did like it. But Eartha Kitt was the, in my opinion, I'm sorry for all you Julie Newmar fans. Eartha Kitt was the one and only Catwoman. Catch it. She was. I'm sorry. You don't have to like it. We'll be right back.
All right, straight up and down. Girl, you cold-hearted. Let me see your resume. Let's get it started. And you got that super tongue in your ass so fat it's retarded. Pardon, I just won't whip it then park it. All I need is a swig of the Dawkins. Then I'm a dog, get off and ballin'. Shit on the offense, drinkin' with Prince with the Dawkins. Stealin' them softly. Like, bitch, I'm the shit and you nosy. Step out my outfit, pippin' in motion. Yo, pussy, I own it. Ain't gotta be mine for me to control it. I'm all in your zone, it. Like, what did you want it?
Show me how.
is so funky. I am such a lover of music. I love music. And today, I had a training. Another meeting. I had a training meeting at work today. I had to be recertified on some stuff, so I had to go in. And it was so warm and so nice. So it's the first day of the year. I didn't wear a jacket today. I didn't wear a jacket. It was really nice. But I had the music blasting. I was singing. It was just good. That kind of music. I just love music, and music makes you feel good. Music makes you old music just takes you back in time to a place maybe you were in your life. Or there's so many songs that I can listen to from the 90s that were popular songs at the time that take me right back to the moment where I was that 20 something year old man doing whatever. And then some of the 80s songs I can see, you know, my wall in my bedroom plastered full of Janet Jackson posters. And when I tell you, I had a ton of Janet Jackson posters, and I still have them. I still have every last Janet Jackson picture, poster, magazine article from the 80s and the early 90s that I ever owned. It's in a shoebox, and for some reason, because I took it to Atlanta when I moved, because it's been in a shoebox for years. When I moved to Atlanta, I took it with me, and I think it's still in my car, actually. I never took it out of the car, but I have them. So Janet, if you want those pictures and posters, remember Right On Magazine? I have them for Right On Magazine. I have the issue of Ebony where it says Who's the Best, and they had profiles of Janet, Jody Watley, and Whitney Houston. This, all these different things of Janet Jackson. I was a crazy Janet, still a Janet Jackson fan. Sometimes I have my Janet moments. I need to have a Janet music night one night and call it the B-sides. Because remember back in the day, some of you kids don't know, there used to be B-sides to these albums. And records, when they release a single, or when they released a 12-inch single, there would be an extra song that would sometimes appear on the 45-inch single on the B-side. And I should play all those songs, because there's a lot of them. But anyhow, welcome back to the 5x5. I hope you guys are enjoying tonight's show. I'm not really too on topic, just kind of talking about some things I've seen and read over the last couple of days. The whole cat thing, it threw me for a loop, because like I said, there would be no animal running me out of my house. You know, I used to have a friend that used to, because the dog refused to eat dog food. And I asked her, well, why is he still alive? And she would say, what do you mean, why is he still alive? Well, if he don't eat dog food, then he doesn't eat. He would be dead from starvation. Oh, she's like, no. In the morning, I scramble my eggs for him. She's like, and she would say the cholesterol in the eggs would, or something, would make his coat shiny. And then she's like, and then I boil him chicken at night for dinner. I'm like, girl, you crazy. You should have had some babies. You know, I don't understand that. I don't get it. There's animals out there live better than I do. Because I go to PetSmart quite frequently. Because that's why. The only pet that I allow in my house is my fish. And if they get to tripping, I will turn the heater up, and every last one of them will be boiled up in that piece. Trust. You know, I will be having boiled fish for dinner. Well, not them fish, but I am attached to my fish, because there's certain ones that when I'm looking for one of them, if one's missing or one's swimming kind of funny, not that I worry about them. I'm a worrier by nature, but I'll make sure that it's okay. You know, I'm like, or I'll change the water. I'm like, oh, if he's acting funny, he needs some new water. So maybe I don't, but they don't control me, you know, because sometimes I wake up and this is why, don't y'all report me to the ASPCA. Sometimes I get up in the morning, the first thing I do before I even go to the bathroom, I'll feed my fish. I turn the light, make sure to see what the temperature is. And sometimes I wake up and that temperature be on 9 degrees, and they looking at me like, you need to get us up out of here. And so I'll add some water to cool it down, and then I'll turn the heater down, and I'll check it and make sure it stabilizes. I don't know what's wrong with the heater. Well, I know it's wrong with it. It's not any good anymore, and I need to get an, I have a new one, but I haven't put it in yet. But I love my fish. The new ones that have, that somebody had babies the other day, and I don't know which one had them, but they're like orange and black. And I wanted to introduce another color into my tank to just to change the colors up, because black is the dominant color in my tank, because I had these black smoke platies, and the male was he was orange with a black fin, and now some of his children are black with orange fins, and some of them have gotten the high fin, have a high fin, cell fin. They've gotten a cell fin, which turned out really nice. I put pictures on YouTube before, so you can guys check it out there of my fish. But anyhow, what else? What lastly, what are we talking about? Anything else today? We're about around an hour. I keep it to about an hour. I had to get up in. It's really, I mean, how are you guys adjusting to the time change? It really didn't bother me. I was bothered more last night than I have been in recent, not last night, last week than in recent days. So, yeah, I think I'm good with the time change. It hadn't changed. It hasn't affected me too much. The days seem like they're flying though. The days are flying by. And I don't like particularly like that, but you can't stop it. April, May, all this stuff will be here and gone before you know it. So lastly, I always like taking some type of quiz during my shows. The other day I took on my Fanboy Weekly show, I took a quiz that was, what X-Men would you be? And I ended up being Nightcrawler. I'm like, So very weird. So this particular quiz by playbuzz.com is called "Which Greek God Are You?" And if you guys don't know, I'm a lover of Greek mythology. That's why I like Wonder Woman so much, because Wonder Woman's history is based in Greek mythology. That's why I like her. If you guys didn't do that. So the first question is, are you male or female? Well, we all know that question. The second question is, which of these traits describes you the best? Protective, aggressive, fun, wise, beautiful, or caring? I can be a bit aggressive. I'm not going to lie. I would like to say assertive, but there's a fine line between being assertiveness and aggressiveness. How would you spend your ideal day out? Is the third question. At a museum, with family, with friends, at the beach, shopping. If it's ideal day out for me, it would probably be with my niece and my nephew. I think that, to me, that's fun for me, because a lot of my friends live in Atlanta, so they don't live here. But that'd be ideal. It's with family. I know that's kind of lame, but it's true. Which of these animals could be your best friend? An owl, a peacock, a swan, a tiger, a dolphin, or an eagle? That's a hard one. That's really a hard one. I just had that whole cat thing, so I'm not going to choose tiger. The owl looks weird. The peacock, have you ever heard a peacock make noise? They're too loud. Swans are pretty, but they're like pretty geese. They can be mean. Eagle. I want to have to say dolphin. Even though okay, we're gonna say dolphin. See, that's gonna choose who you're gonna be. They're probably gonna say I'm gonna be Poseidon, because I chose dolphin. Your enemy attacks, what would you like your secret weapon to be? Super brains, my horse, peacemaking, archery, super strength, seduction. Now, for seduction, it depends on who is attacking, you know. peacemaking, super brains. Since I think I'm smart, which that's all subjective, I'm gonna say super brains. And not all Greek gods wear white. What's your color? So they can be red, purple, green, blue, pink, and yellow. Well, my favorite color is orange. I have a lot of black, but the majority of my clothes are blue. So we're going to choose blue on that one. Which of these sports do you prefer? Football, boxing, no sports, swimming, fencing, watching sports. Since my sport is not on there, I'm going to put no sports. Which Games of Thrones character deserves the throne? I'm going to pick Tyrion Lannister because he's going to be the same actor that's going to be in. Oh, well, this is a girl like Kitty Pryde. So who are we going to go with? Let's just go with Jon Snow. He's the cute guy. I don't know. Don't ask me why. And would you cheat on your partner? I'm staying single. No way. It happened before. It depends on the situation. I'm a pretty monogamous person. I wouldn't cheat. What we do in this life echoes in eternity. What would you rather be remembered for? Wow. Okay, the selections are my wisdom, my creativity, my care for others, my sense of humor, my good looks, my power. I would say my sense of humor because I'm always making people laugh. It's calculating. I see this is so rigged. This answer was made when you picked the animal because I chose the dolphin. It said that the Greek god I would be Poseidon. Although Percy Jackson was the son of Poseidon, so I guess that's okay. God of water, earthquakes, and horses. You're a natural born leader and drawn to positions of power. That is true. You can occasionally lose your temper. Oh, that is true. But those around you are able to calm you down most of the time and bring out your protective and caring nature. And you own a trident. I'm not a fan of big forks. You know, the devil had one, supposedly. So that's acceptable, I guess. I guess that's acceptable. I don't know. I would think I'd be Zeus because I'm a control freak, but maybe that's not the case. But anyhow, well, I hope you guys have a really good remainder of your week. Like I said, I have some things to do. And give me some show ideas. Like I said, you can always tweet me at the 5x5 or check out the blog at the 5x5.blogspot.com. And don't forget to like the Facebook page or the 5x5 completely spelled out on Facebook.com. And this show is also on iTunes. And we have Real Talk with David and Nikki on Spreaker and iHeartRadio. And of course, The Drive is here on Spreaker, which I really enjoy that because that's kind of raw for me. But no, a lot of things going on this week. And hopefully, my work situation will finally, settle down to the point to where, like I said, I love my job and I don't like a whole lot of drama on the job. That's why I try to keep it to a minimum. But you never know, you know, when you're working with different personalities and different points of view, it can be unfortunate. Don't forget, next week we'll be talking to Free Comic Book Day creator Joe Field. I keep on missing his name. I want to say him, it's called him Joe Guild for some reason, but it's Joe Field. We'll be talking to him about Free Comic Book Day and how it was started, who had the idea, the new books coming out this year. So you guys, if you're not into comic books and you're just curious about the genre and what all the hoopla that I talk about comic books and fanboy stuff on my shows, on May 3rd, just go check out the Free Comic Book Day. Grab a book, just look something, just pick it up and read it, you know, or share it with your kids or a friend, or make it a date. That can be fun because people dress up in some of the bigger cities and the bigger comic book stores. People dress up is a big thing here, not so much. That's why I'm opening my own store, because I have so much, so I'm very creative in that respect, and I can see myself just doing all kind of different things, just for entertainment purposes, and you know, the profitability of getting the person into the store. And oh, and if you guys are in the Southern Indiana area on April 4th or April 5th, we will be having our very first pop culture and comic con convention, comic book convention, here in Evansville, Indiana. You can check that out. It's going to be interesting to see how a small city does it. But like I told you guys before, if it's whack, you guys know about it. But I have high hopes for it. I did spend $50 on a VIP ticket because if I want to experience it, I want to experience it. And then I'm able to, they were gracious enough to allow me to bring somebody that couldn't afford the ticket. And that's going to make this person very happy. So, and then my niece, my nephew, and I will be going on Saturday just to, you know, do our thing by ourselves. So, if you're in the area, April 4th and 5th, I know there's a lot of, there's a St. Louis Comic Con convention going on. That's going to be really crazy because they have the star power there. This is small, but we do have some entertainment. We have some guests, and it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. We'll probably be on tomorrow. I'll probably post that meeting the Sticks and Stones part 2 episode, if not tomorrow, it'll definitely be up on, by Thursday. Thank you guys for listening. I'm David, it's the 5x5, and this is our late night show. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next time. Good night, everybody.